Gopi Ganabala Girivarada Gopi Ganabala Girivarada Yashodanandana Rajadanarandana Yashodanandana Rajadanarandana Yamnati Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Kukhe Janabalava Girivarada Kope gana balama Girivaradha Yashoda nandana Prajadana randana Yashoda nandana Prajadana randana Yamuna tira Manacha Yamuna tira Manacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kope gana balama Girivarada Kope gana balama Girivarada Yashoda nandana Prajadana Yashoda nandana Prajadana Randana Unatira Manachan Jamunatira Manachan Jayarana
Unajabira.
Okay.
Okay.
11th Canon, Chapter 7, verse number
17.
Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
What
do
the words
first?
Such yes, yes,
yeah.
Of the absolute truth.
绝对真理的。Atman,
for me personally.
对我本人。
Atman,
Atman.
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 Qualified speaker.
Anujakshay, I can see.
我可以看到。
Sarve, all of them.
他们所有人。
Immobita, bewildered.
困惑。
Their consciousness.
他们的知觉。
Cover your mind.
你的。
Mayaya, by the illusory potency.
被虚幻能量。
You may go deep.
这些。
Brahma Adaya, set aside the Lord Brahma.
以主 Brahma 为首。
Samudrita, conditioned souls of the two of us.
有物质躯体的受条件限制的灵魂们。
Vahi, an external thing.
对外在的事物。
Artha, supreme value.
至尊的价值。
Consuming of.
有什么构成？
Okay. And you reveal yourself to your devotees. Besides your lordship, I do not see anyone who can actually explain perfect knowledge to me. Such a perfect teacher is not to be found even among the demigods in heaven. Indeed, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma are bewildered by your illusory potency. They are conditioned souls who accept their own material bodies and bodily expansions to be the highest truth.
一文，我亲爱的主，你是绝对真理，至尊性格神手。你向你的奉献者揭示你自己，除了阁下您之外，我看不到还有任何人可以真正的向我解释完美的知识。甚至在天堂的半神当中，也找不到这样一位完美的老师。事实上，以 Brahma 主 Brahma 为首的全体半神人都被你的虚幻能量困惑，他们是接受物质躯体以及物质躯体的扩展为至高真理的受条件限制的灵魂们。You finished.
All conditioned souls from Lord Brahma down to the insignificant ant are declared by Sri Uddhava to be covered by material bodies produced by the illusory potency of the Lord. Demigods in heaven, being absorbed in universal management, constantly utilize their fabulous material potencies. They therefore gradually fix their minds upon their mystically empowered bodies and also upon their bodily expansion, such as their celestial wives, children, co-workers, friends. In the course of life in the heavenly planets, the demigods become conditioned to think in terms of material good and bad. Thus they accept the immediate welfare of their bodies to be the highest goal of life.
只要指从主 Brahma 上至主 Brahma 下至微不足道的蚂蚁在内的所有受条件限制的灵魂们在这里都被是乌达瓦宣布是被由主的虚幻能量 所产生的物质躯体覆盖。在天堂的半神人们，因为专注于宇宙的管理事务，不断地利用他们令人目不暇接的物质能力，因此他们逐渐将心意专注于他们有玄秘力量的躯体，以及专注于他们躯体的扩展，例如他们天堂的妻子、孩子们、同事以及朋友。在天堂的生命过程当中，半神人们被条件所限制，开始以物质的好坏来思考，因此他们把即刻的躯体的福祉当作最高的生命目标。 Yes, Mara.
Okay, the demigods do, however, which possess powers infinitely exceeding theirs. Lord Vishnu has an eternal body full of bliss, knowledge, and unlimited variegated potency, whereas the demigods possess only deluxe material forms subject to birth, death, old age, and disease.
然而，半神人们努力严格地遵守神的法律。为了帮助他们这样做到这一点，至尊主降临，以提醒天堂的生物他自己的至高无上的人格。这种力量是无限的超越于半神的力量。主威士努拥有永恒的躯体，充满着极乐知识和无穷无尽各式各样的能量，而半神人们只拥有物质的形体，而这形体是受制于生老病死。Yes, Mara.
Because the demigods are attached to ruling the created universe, their devotion to God is tinged with material desire. They are therefore attracted to those portions of the Vedic knowledge that reward the various material opulence of perpetuating celestial life. Sri Uddhava, however, being a pure devotee of the Lord, is determined to go back home, back to God, for eternal life, and thus not at all interested in sophisticated Vedic knowledge of the demigods. The material world is a gigantic prison whose inmates are subject to birth, death, disease, and old age. And pure devotee has no desire to remain there, even as a first-class prison, like the demigods. Sri Uddhava desires to return to the kingdom of God, and for this reason directly approaches the personality of Godhead. The Lord is Swadrisha, one who reveals himself to his devotee. Thus, only the Lord himself, or his pure devotee, who faithfully repeats the Lord's message, can take one beyond the material sky into the free atmosphere of the spiritual planets, where the liberated souls enjoy the eternal life of bliss and omniscience.
由于半神人们依附于统治这个被创造的宇宙，他们对于他们对于神的奉爱沾染着物质的欲望，因此他们对于那内伟达知识的特定部分所吸引。这部分知识教授人们各式各样的物质，赐予人们各式各样的物质财富，以便于能让他们在天堂的生活变得永恒。然而，Sri Uddhava身为主的纯粹奉献者，下定决心回归家园，回归神手，享受永恒的生命，因此丝毫不在意半神人们那复杂的伟达知识。物质世界是一个巨大的监狱，里面的囚犯都受制于生老、死亡以及虚幻。一位纯粹的奉献者没有欲望能在那里成为一个一流的犯人，就像半神这样。Sri Uddhava渴望返回神的国度，为此原因直接能够接近人格神手。主是Swadrisha，或一位向奉献者揭示自己的人，因此只有主本人或他的纯粹奉献者 这些纯粹奉献者忠实的重复主的讯息，可以将人带离物质天空，进入灵性星宿的自由自在的氛围当中。那里解脱的灵魂们享受着永恒的极乐与充满知识的生命。你非你是的。
Sometimes devotees ask, if Lord Brahma, he's the beginning of our disciples' discussion, so how could he be an illusion?
有时候人们会问，既然主 Brahma 是在我们这个使徒传记当中的，他又如何又受到了虚幻能量的有潜质呢？
So here, of course, he's comparing him to Krishna. So compared to Krishna, everyone is, insignificant.
在这里呢，就是和主 Krishna 相比来说，每一个生物都是微不足道的。
He's busy glorifying Krishna that there's no one like him in the bench.
在这里就是在荣耀着主 Krishna， 就说这个宇宙当中没有哪个生物像你那样。
But Brahma, in the beginning there, when he heard from Krishna and he repeated perfectly informed by Krishna to Narada, things.
在一开始的时候，主 Brahma 是完完整整的向Narada 重复着主 Krishna 传递给他的讯息。
But demigods, like it says here, they get absorbed and they have huge job, huge responsibilities.
但是人们他们的工作量是非常大的，所以他们就全心全意的从事自己的工作。
So like Brahma, he prayed like anything. It's in the third canto. But he knew he was going to create everything and he would be so important. But he prayed to Krishna and he would not become crowned.
在布达瓦坦的第三篇，主婆罗 Brahma 就非常热切地向主祈祷，因为他要创造万事万物，所以他热切地祈祷。
It's all pastime, but he was thinking, how can this little boy be the Supreme Lord? So he took the book cat's color for us, the Tuskers.
那么在后来的逍遥时光当中，主 Brahma 就想，这个小男孩怎么可能是神呢？他就把所有的木牛铜和牛犊都拿走，来考验他。
Because we know that.Krishna inspired that.
我们知道，就是 Krishna 就鼓励了他。
Because it created such a nice leela.
因为他制造出这么优美的逍遥时光。
So we, we have to be careful. But compared to Krishna, no one is.Nothing compares. There's thousands and millions of problems.
所以我们要小心。和 Krishna 相比呢，我们就是简直是不值得一提，因为 Krishna 创造了千千万万的宇宙。
So even though the like Indra is a great devotee, they don't worship Krishna, they worship Vishnu.
真正虽然是伟大的奉献者，他不崇拜 Krishna， 他崇拜是 Vishnu。
But they have, you know, they do this service, but they get some, they want the rewards they get from their service, and they're very attached to their position.
他们虽然从事于自己的服务，但是他们非常依附于自己的地位。
So it's a very passionate job to manage the whole universe.
管理整个宇宙是一个非常充满着激情的工作。
So, like, Indra was very attached to being worshipped by the Rudraksis every year in Big Yagya.
Indra 特别依恋，就是每一年 Rudraksis 都去崇拜他，用 Yagya 祭祀来崇拜他。
And when they stopped it by Krishna's arrangement, you know, he got so angry, he became bewildered by the more passion and unity.
当 Krishna 阻止了 Yagya 的时候呢， Indra 就由于愚昧和激情属性就变得 恼羞成怒。
But then we learned at the end that Krishna actually arranged that because Indra was proud. So he arranged this whole episode so he could smash Indra's body.
这一切都是 Krishna 的安排，因为 Indra 就变得骄傲自大起来。Krishna 安排了这一切来粉碎 Indra 的骄傲自大。
But Brahma, after the cowherd boy thing, it was just by his time, like one second, not even a second, he realized that he made a mistake.
主 Brahma, 主 Brahma 他把木牛童藏起来之后就离开了。对他来说就是一秒钟的时间，那后来他意识到自己的错误。
But by that time, one year had passed on Earth.
但这一秒钟片刻，地球上的一年，整整一年过去了。
So when he apologized to Krishna and, you know, he was very humble and nice.
他就向 Krishna 道歉，就态度非常好。
He knew that about Lord Chaitanya's incarnation coming.
他知道主 Chaitanya 的化身将会来临。
So he asked Krishna, please, to let me take birth in that Leela.
他恳求主 Krishna, 请让我在您的这个小时光当中再次投生。
But he said, let it be a very low birth, you know, so that I won't become proud.
但是请让我的出身非常的卑微，好让我不要骄傲。
Wouldn't have any prestige in society. So Krishna, he became Haridas Thakur.
让我的出身在社会上没有什么地位，因此他投身为 Haridas Thakur.
The most humble devotee always chanting the holy name. Love.
时时刻刻的在唱诵着圣名。
So the demigods, despite, you know, Indra has such opulent life and heavenly planets and dancing girls, so much power and influence and worship. But he does his service and they worship Krishna and they try to follow him.
那 Indra 呢？他在天堂呢是过着非常富裕的生活，有着天堂的舞女，还有各种各样的享受的设施。但是他也崇拜 Krishna， 他还从事于他在从事自己的服务。
That's why they're called Sura。
所以他也被称为 Sura。
The demons are Asura. They're against the rules of God. They don't care. They don't believe.
Previously,
the big demons, they actually tried to kill Krishna or kill whatever incarnation he wants.
在 前呢，曾经有大恶魔试图杀死 Krishna。
Now they just make atheistic philosophy and confusing different materialistic ideas, you know, word jugglery and convince people there's no God.
现在呢，他们试图制造这种无神论的哲学，还有花言巧语的，试图说服人们神并不存在。
So when the demigods get in trouble, they always.Take shelter of Vishnu and ask for help. That's the difference. They understand, really.
但半神人却不一样，他们遇到麻烦的之后，他们马上就会托庇于 Vishnu， 祈求 Vishnu 的帮助。
But Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Unar Avartino Vina. Krishna says it from the highest planet to the lowest, from Brahmaloka down to theTaller, whatever it is, it's all the same.
但是 Krishna 在《五教梵歌》里说了，上至 Brahma， 下至阿塔拉洛卡，就像是这些地狱星宿，每一个生物都是一样的。
Indra, due to his lust, one time he made some offense and tried to seduce the wife of his guru one time.
丁哲尔他有一次呢做了一个冒犯，他试图诱惑自己的咕噜的妻子。
So he was cursed and became a pig on earth.
便他就受到诅咒，投身于地球上那头猪。
So in the pig body, he got a pig wife and family, and he had a pig pen, and he thought everything was nice.
所以呢，他也娶了一个猪老婆，然后生了一窝猪孩子。
You know, pigs don't think, oh, they're going to kill me. And...
猪从来不思考自己会遭到屠宰。
So then there was nobody in charge in heaven, and the universe was getting chaos.
这样天堂呢就没有人来管理了，就一片混乱。
So Brahma, he went and he told Indra, look, you have to come back.
Brahma 就下去来去找Indra说，你得回天堂。
And Indra said, no, I don't have to. It's very nice here. I've got my family, got my food, my house.
丁哲说我不回去，我在这儿待得很好，我有吃的，我有我的住的地方。
So Brahma tried, and Brahma finally he took out a sword and he killed the wife and the children, and then Indra realized, and then he woke up, he went back to take the job so the universe could come.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Guru Mani Mataji, Hare Krishna, 请问可以听到我的声音吗 ？Hare Krishna.
So let's see. So the demigods ultimately they know that compared to Krishna, they're all very weak. Sometimes they get bewildered by their power and they forget.
Sorry, Maharaj. Olivia said that. Olivia, is there a
sound? How do you agree?
Okay, yeah.
They're attached to ruling the universe, and so they're called mixed devotees.
但是人依附于统治宇宙，因此就被称为混杂的奉献者。
So we honor them, but we know they're servants of Krishna. That's why we honor them. We don't worship them and think that they're supreme or equal to Krishna. That's offensive. Many people think they're all the same. All gods are the same.
我们荣耀他们。但是我们不，嗯，我们知道他们是仆人，嗯嗯，有的人认为半神人跟神是一样，这是一种冒犯。
So they do yagyas to get, you know, gain their material opulence. And like Indra especially is very attached to his position.
他们做yagya祭祀就是为了达到富裕，因着尤其依附于他的地位。
It's a position because in the eighth canto it describes the universe and it tells who's in the next, you know, who's going to be the next Indra and after that Indra and after that, you know, they'll come from different planets.
This Bhujavatam, the eighth canto, mentioned who the next Indra is. In the next Indra, the next Indra is who?
So he's worried and he got the position by doing, I think, 100 Ashwamedha yagyas.
他就非常的焦虑，因为他是做了100次的 yagya 祭祀之后才取得了 Indra 的地位。
So when he saw Maharaj Prithu doing so many yagyas and was going to do even more, you know, he went and stole the horse so he couldn't finish the job.
当他看见 Prithu 马大军做马祭。又将近一百次之后，他就担心了。最后，他就把这匹马偷走了。
Did it a few times.
他偷了好几次。
So then Vishnu came to the arena sacrifice.
最后呢 ，Vishnu 就在就是祭祀当中呢出现了。
But King Prithu was actually an incarnation of. But Vishnu just told them, okay, you know, become friends, and then, you know, bow down.
最后呢 ，Vishnu 就告诉他们，好了，好了，你们就和好吧，成为那个朋友。最后他们就向 Vishnu 顶拜。
Then he told King Prithu, don't try to do another sacrifice. You know, you don't need to do that.
Vishnu 就跟Prithu 大军说，你就心满意足吧，就做不要再做祭祀了，这样那个好让 Indra 也安心。
If he sees a king doing a lot of yagyas and he gets worried and tries to stop it,
一旦他看见哪个国王做祭祀特别多，他就会感到很担心。
It's like politicians, if they have an opponent, your country lucky you don't have that. If they have to get elected, then if somebody is becoming popular, they'll do all kinds of things to criticize them.
就是会有政治。我们国家很幸运，没有什么对手，没。但是在那些靠选举当上总统的国家里，一旦一个选举人看到另外一个选举人很受民众欢迎，就会大肆的抨击他。
Or if he sees a yogi doing very big tapasya, then he gets worried also because from that tapasya he might get awarded the Indra job.
Indra 看到哪个瑜伽师做的苦行多，他也会担心。如果他这个瑜伽师的苦行超过他，就会取代他而成为 Indra。
So he tries to bewilder the yogi, sends beautiful girls from home.
所以他就会派出天堂的美女去诱惑这个瑜伽师，使他堕落。
Narayan Rishi, they were the most, they especially appeared to demonstrate the function.
那么那Narayan Rishi, 他们的显现就是为了展示苦行的榜样。
Nara means man, Narayan. It's actually Arjuna and Krishna.
Nara 的意思是人, Narayan, 他们就是Arjuna和主 Krishna.
So Indra got worried and he called the dancing girls to go and distract him.
Indra 就又担心起来了，派去了舞女去吸引他们，在他们苦行的时候去吸引他们的心欲。
And Cupid actually pursued his erotic infatuation.
连那个丘比特爱神也去了，就射出了他的。
So, but when they were all dancing, Narayan Rishi just from his body became so many much more beautiful women dancing much better.
就在这些天堂的舞女的眼前和丘比特眼前。 Narayan Rishi 从他们的身体当中就创造出了更多的美丽的舞女，比他们跳得更好。
But then the Cupid, he realized I made a mistake and he paid obeisance and begged forgiveness.
丘比特就意识到自己犯了错误，于是便顶拜恳求他们的宽恕。
And Narayan just laughed and then he said, You can take any one of these girls, your Indra, you can have them for them. So the ones that came out from his body, the best one was Urvashi. She became the chief of all the dancers and all the apsaras.
Narayan Rishi就笑了，对他说，你可以为Indra挑选一位美丽的舞女回去给Indra。 所以就从他身体中创造了一个Urvashi，就是天堂的首要的舞女。
So that's why Krishna tolerates his servant who's maybe not mature and gets carried away by passion because they have very passionate jobs managing the universe and so many problems. Demons come in all the time.
Krishna 容忍那个奉献者，有的时候犯错误，因为他奉献者有的时候从事的是非常激情的工作，也要防御很多的恶魔来打扰他。
Uddhava, he's the most learned and he's a great devotee, intimate friend of Krishna.
Uddhava 是伟大的奉献者，是 Krishna 的亲密好友。
He's Krishna's cousin, like almost a brother.
他是 Krishna 的堂兄。 几乎是跟他的兄弟一样。
He looks just like Krishna.
长得也跟 Krishna 一模一样。
And Krishna, you know, is very close and even he's like a minister and Krishna asks him for advice.
他的角色就好像是那个军师一样, 有的时候 Krishna 也寻求他的建议。
So Krishna told him to hear you know, all his last instructions before he was
Krishna 就挑选了Uddhava，在他自己离开地球之际来聆听这些教导。But
he actually told him, you know, don't stay in this material world, you know.
但是他告诉Uddhava，不要留在这个物质世界，你要离开这个物质世界。But
he told him first go to Bhadarikashram because I didn't get a chance to preach there. And there's a lot of sages there, and you go and teach them what I taught you.
但首先他告诉他，你先去Bhadarikashram，那里有些圣人们，我还没有机会去那里来跟他们教导他们，所以你代替我去那里教导他们。
So let us pray that we can have the desire to just be servants of Krishna and get out of the material world.
让我们祈祷，我们。 有愿望成为 Krishna 的仆人，离开这个物质世界吧。
Even somebody gave me one famous Buddha book. I heard everybody read it. So it was describing all the different hellish planets and sub-hellish planets.
那么就有有那个经典中描述有地狱星宿，还有次地狱星宿。
It also described how what you can do worship Buddha to become very beautiful in your next life, or become a king, or go to this higher planet, higher planet. A lot of ideas like that, isn't it?
So which book?
I don't remember the name. It's a famous Buddhist book.
Oh, okay. 那还有一本那个著名的佛教的书，就是讲你怎么样崇拜佛祖，然后呢，你就可以去哪个地方去享受了。
But then it, finally it says there is a much higher, much better, purer place with Buddha or something.
那最后呢是。
Most people get distracted by these offerings of enjoying the material world more and more.
但在书的最后呢，就说，但是还有比那个地方更好的、更纯粹的地方。那大部分人呢，只是被那个书中所描述的、提供的所有享受所吸引。
It's like most people that are pious, they get bewildered because they want to enjoy the material world and they hear that the demigods can give you all kinds of material benediction. So they worship the demigod.
就像大部分虔诚之士，他们就受到困惑，因为他们就受到这种享受的吸引，就如果要崇拜半世人的话，就会得到各种享受。
Krishna says he makes their faith steady so they can worship a demigod and they'll get what they want very quickly.It's limited and temporary.
Krishna 说过，谁要是想崇拜半神的话，他就会坚定他们的信心，让他们去崇拜半神，得到他们想要的。但这一切都是短暂的。
But Krishna says, you know, my devotees come to me, worship me, and then you'll come to me. This is, I can tell you without a doubt.
Krishna 也说了，崇拜我的人就到我这里来。这一点是毫无疑问的。
Okay, so let's stop there for questions, because usually we get so many. I want to have time.
好，那我们这个讲课就讲到这里。接下来看一下有什么问题吗
？Parbo， 可能需要稍等一会儿。
She said we wait for us some time.
Yeah, don't wait a few minutes.
I have a question.
Okay, good.
How can we not be bewildered?Because in the translation that is that everybody is bewildered. So as a sadhaka, how can we not be bewildered by the external energy of the Lord?
By taking shelter of Krishna, by you know, staying busy in devotional service. We don't have time to fall down into mind.
我的问题就是怎么才能不受迷惑？因为在这个译文当中说的，所有的生物都受到迷惑。Maharaj 回答就说，我们通过脱离 Krishna， 通过在奉献服务中忙碌，就没有机会受到迷惑了。
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the only way.There's no material solution, no amount of, you know, seminars or anything. It has to be that we just absorb ourselves in Krishna and hearing from Krishna so we can recognize. And when Maya comes, just like the karmis, we try to talk about Krishna, they say, I don't have time.
Yeah, 那就像这是唯一的方法，就是我们要专注于 Krishna 做服务。然后一旦有玛雅来的时候，我们能认出来， 那些 Karmi 果报工作者，他们就会老是说，没时间，没时间。Mara, then, so, I'm a little bewildered. So why are those Karmi or materialists, they are very absorbed in their bodily conception of life? Is that they are willing to be bewildered by the Maya?
Yeah, they choose. They like Maya. They don't want to serve Krishna because Maya tells them, you can be the king, you can... You can do what no one's doing.
Okay. 那就是我又问那个 Mara， 就是说为什么就是那些物质主义者或者说 Karmi 们，他们就非常沉迷于这个区域化概念，然后他们也不服。然后 Mara 回答就说，他们自己做了选择，他们选择 Maya， 他们选择相信 Maya 啊，我可以当国王，我可以成为主人，我可以这样，我可以那样子。
Okay.
Coming. Olivia is typing. She's typing the question. Um, 房间里有问题吗？转问也。The question is from this question is that 请问儿子可以做祭司将祖先从鬼魂中拯救出来，那作为女性不可以做祭司，是不是业报比男性重一些？我们这一世的躯体是男女，是 Krishna 吧？ Krishna 的安排吗？ OK， the question is that the son can do a sacrifice to deliver the ancestor from the ghost, the body of ghost. As a female, the female cannot do yagya. So that, does that mean that the female is, the karma is heavier than the man? And the next part is that, our body in this life, is it the arrangement of Krishna?
You have to repeat it.
Yeah. Basically, the question that the putra can deliver the ancestor, but the putri, the daughter, cannot do yagya. So does that mean the putri, the karma of the daughter is putri is heavier than putra?
I'm not sure, but for Vaishnava, women can do.
Women. 对Vaishnava来说,
it's automatically doing, but if someone is practicing Vaishnava principles.
Okay.作为外师那么来说，就是女性也可以做，那他们只要是修习外师那么的原则，就自动的做了这个祭祀了。
But in a strict culture, I don't know why, but it's like that, you know, everyone has their different
那就在在文化这一方面来说呢，就是每个人都有自己的职分。
Okay.
The next part is that our body in this life, the question is that our body in this life, is it the arrangement of Krishna?
Yeah, according to our karma.
是的，是根据我们的业报。
Yeah. Ultimately, Krishna makes the arrangements, but they're made according to our karma.
终极来说是 Krishna 的安排，但这个安排是根据我们个人的 karma 业报。Okay. The next question is from Radha Ananda. Hare Krishna. 深深顶拜敬爱的 Gurudeva, 灵性世界如此美好，为何还有灵魂堕落到这个充满痛苦的物质宇宙呢？ Okay. Hare Krishna, obeisance to dear Gurudeva. The spiritual world is so beautiful. Why the souls will fall into this material world, material universe full of suffering.
What's that?
The question is that since the spiritual world is so beautiful, then why there are souls fall into the material universe to suffer?
Because we have this freedom and independence. Spiritual world, everyone has to serving Krishna, but some souls think, why don't they serve me? That should be the, somehow they get envious of Krishna, and then if you're envious of Krishna, you can't stay in the spiritual world.
就是在因为我们都有自由意志还有独立性，那在灵性世界呢，有的灵魂他就不知怎么的，他就有嫉妒心了，就为什么要服务 Krishna， 为什么不服务我呢？因为有这种嫉妒之心呢，所以就不能留在物质世界，留在灵魂世界。
causeless stupidity
啊，所以就称为就是没有原因的愚蠢，无缘无故的愚蠢。
Like this causes mercy to get us out from the material world.
就正如有无缘的仁慈将我们从这物质世界提起。
But it causes reluctance to serve that gets us in.
但也有那种无缘的这种不情愿去服务的心态。Next question from Kripana Vatsala. 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva， 灵魂只想臣服 Krishna， 恶魔心意要对抗 Krishna， 这时候该怎么办？Kripana Vatsala. But the question is that she pay obeisance to you, Gurudeva, and the soul want to surrender to Krishna, but the demonic mentality want to rebel against Krishna. So in that situation, what to do?
That's why we take shelter of devotees and shelter of the spiritual master and practice our sadhana. That will purify us. It's like, we're weak and foolish, but if we exercise properly and live properly, we'll get stronger.
所以我们要臣服于我们要脱离奉献者，脱离于 Guru， 我们要修习我们的 Sadhana。 Sarmar we should practice our Sadhana and then I forgot the little part. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the answer for everything. We should follow the program. We should follow the order of the spiritual master. We should pray for mercy, for help. When we become fully dependent on Krishna, then we don't have to worry. If we try to depend on ourselves and our own techniques and our own intelligence or something, then we'll always be bewildered.
Okay. So, we have to pray. We have to follow this process.我应该依赖于 Krishna， 而不要依赖于自己。Wait a minute. The question is not still typing.顶大 代敬爱的 Guru， 请问卡里年代充满纷争和嫉妒，我们如何在现实生活中避免被嫉妒呢？也避免自己产生嫉妒的心态呢？Obeisance, dear Guru. The Kali Yuga is full of enviness and fighting. In our practical life, how can we avoid being envious by others? And how to avoid to have this mentality of enviness?
The Prabhupada said by reading chapter 9 in the Bhagavad Gita can become free from envy.
Prabhupada 说读五大梵歌第九章可以摆脱嫉妒。
By serving the person you're envious of, that will purify you.
通过服务我们的嫉妒就会嫉妒心就会被净化。The first part is how to avoid being
a servant by realizing I'm a servant. I'm fallen. I'm a servant of Krishna.
你通过做仆人，意识到自己是堕落的，我们是 Krishna 的仆人。
By chanting the holy name in a humble state of mind, at least when you get envious, you can realize this is not good, and you don't act on it.
通过唱诵圣名，谦卑的心态唱诵圣名，然后一旦嫉妒心出现的时候，能意识到这个不好，然后不要有了嫉妒心还继续的去采取下一步行动。
So there's a few verses in the seventh canto.
在第七篇有几个诗节。
15-18. Persons who want to advance in superior religion are advised to give up all envy of underliving.
想要取得进步的人被建议放弃对其他人的嫉妒之心。
Whether in relation to the body, words, or mind, give it up. Make peace. I don't want
it. 无论这个嫉妒 是跟躯体、心意还是言语相关的嫉妒，我们都要向 Krishna 祈祷，请帮助我。
Ultimately, it's envy that got us into the material world.
终极而言，正是因为嫉妒心，我们才来到了物质世界，所以要放弃嫉妒心。
So this is the seventh canto, chapter 15, verse 22. This is a very good one for everybody to think about.
这是第七篇。
All the questions.
第七篇十五章，世界二十二，非常好的世界，每个人都应该读一读。
By making plans with determination, one should give up lusty desires for sense gratification.
通过做计划和下定决心，一个人可以放弃对感官享乐的色欲。
Those plans should be for serving Krishna.
我们的计划应该是怎样服务 Krishna.
Doing more kirtan. Similarly, by giving up envy, one should conquer anger.
同样，通过放弃嫉妒，一个人可以征服愤怒。
So, give up envy and you can conquer anger.
放弃嫉妒就可以征服愤怒。
But both envy and lust come from, envy and anger come from lust. You want something that someone else has. Angry, envy.
嫉妒与愤怒都源于色欲。我们想要 别人有的。
By discussing the disadvantages of accumulating wealth, one should give up greed.
通过讨论积累财富的这个劣势，对种种的不利，我们可以放弃贪婪。
By discussing the truth, one should give up fear.
By discussing truth, we can give up
fear.
Fear, okay.通过讨论真理，我们可以放弃恐惧。
Like in the material world, fear is very common, powerful force.
在物质世界，恐惧心是非常有力量的一种力量。
Now the whole world is. They're always fearful, but now they're much more fearful.
如果说以前有恐惧心的话，那么在目前的时刻，全世界就更加恐惧了。
Because they think of their body and they're so worried they might get this virus, or they might never have to, they have to stay in their house for the rest of their life or something.
人们就想，他们都是躯体，现在全世界都有这个病毒，他们可能一辈子就要待在房子里了。
But the fear of principle is always there. Eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. Defending is fearing.
这四项原则一直都在吃、睡、交配和防卫。防卫就是恐惧。
So, you want to hear the next one?
Next one.
By discussing spiritual knowledge, one can conquer lamentation and illusion.
通过讨论灵性知识人可以征服悲伤和幻象。
By serving a great devotee, one can become prideless.
通过服务伟大奉献者，一个人可以摆脱骄傲。
By keeping silent, one can avoid obstacles on the path of mystic union.
通过保持沉默，人可以征服在玄秘瑜伽道路上的困难障碍。
By giving upSense gratification, you can conquer envy.
Conquer envy.
Yeah, if you give up sense gratification.
通过放弃感官享乐，人便可以征服嫉妒。
Because envy means someone else is getting the sense gratification we want. Become envy.
嫉妒就是看见别人有感官享乐，自己没有，从而就产生嫉妒。
If we have no.Desire for sense gratification, we won't be envious. We don't care if someone else is rich or beautiful and famous.
没有感官享乐之心，也就嫉妒之心也就无从而来，因为我们也并不想要别人的美丽和别人的声望。
By good behavior and freedom from envy, one can counteract suffering due to other living entities.
通过良好的举止和摆脱嫉妒心，人就可以摆脱生活当中的种种其他生物体带来的
So we know there's three different kinds of suffering from other living entities, from the body, and from the demigods.
有三种痛苦，来自其他生物的，来自自己的躯体心意的，来自半神的。
So how to stop that?By good behavior and freedom from envy, we can counteract suffering due to other living entities.
那怎么？通过良好的举止以及摆脱嫉妒心，我们就可以摆脱其他生物给我们带来的痛苦。
Because the suffering is a state of mind. Inconveniences and problems and headaches will always be there, but suffering is voluntary. It's a state of mind.
因为痛苦是一种心意的状态。
By meditation in trance, one can counteract suffering through the providence.
通过冥想和处于神定，就可以摆脱命运带来的麻烦。
That's adi-daivik.
就是三种痛苦的另一种。
By practicing hatha yoga and pranayama.And so forth, one can counteract the suffering through the body and mind.
通过哈达瑜伽以及普拉纳亚玛呼吸法，就可以摆脱躯体以及心力带来的痛苦。
And by developing the mode of goodness in regard to eating, one can conquer sleep. One should. We can try to conquer these things. How to do it?
我们应该征服那个睡眠，那怎样征服呢？就是通过培养善良形态和良好的就是这个饮食习惯，就可以征服睡眠。
Okay, here's another one. Verse 43 and 44. In the conditioned stage, one's conceptions of life are sometimes polluted by passion and ignorance.
在受条件限制的情况下，一个人有可能处于激情和愚昧属性当中。
Can you read these, or do you have to translate what I say?
7, 15, and 30.
This is from 43 to 44.
Yeah, I have such faith.
Passion ignorance is exhibited by attachment, hostility, greed, lamentation.
Okay. 在受条件限制的阶段，一个人的生命概念有的时候就被情欲和愚昧所污染，这展示为依附、敌意、贪婪、悲伤、幻象、恐惧、疯狂、虚假的名声、侮辱、挑
Fear, madness, false prestige, insults, fault finding, deception, envy, intolerance, passion, bewilderment, hunger and sleep.
这展示为依附、敌意、贪婪、悲伤、幻象、恐惧、疯狂、失望、侮辱、挑错、欺骗、嫉妒、没有容忍心、情欲、困惑、饥饿、睡眠。
So that's due to the passion and ignorance. So we have to, you know, try to live our life in the mode of goodness. We can learn in Bhagavad Gita, you know, what is in our goodness.
上述的都是由于激情和愚昧所导致的。我们通过在善良属性当中生活，就可以摆脱上述的这种品质。而善良属性在博迦梵歌就谈了。
Surprise, it says sometimes you can be polluted by goodness.
但是令人惊异的是，也说有的时候也会被善良属性所污染。
Because by goodness one may be, the pollution is like everything's all right. I don't need to do any austerity or I don't, you know, I'm satisfied. I have everything. And I, you know, feel the urge to surrender to Krishna. That's why Krishna sometimes makes life miserable for us. So we might realize.
在善良形态属性当中呢，一个人就会感到心满意足，觉得一切都安好。他就不会臣服 Krishna， 所以有时候 Krishna 就安排他的生活变得非常的痛苦，好让他臣服他。
Okay, hope that helps. See, that's why we're always saying read the books, because all these answers to how to and how to, everything's in the book. The basic answer is always chant the holy name, you know, attentively and with a humble state of mind.And begging for service, because when we're busy with devotional service, we don't have time for these other things.
So, 这一切问题的答案就是一种谦卑的心态，唱诵圣名，恳求得到服务。当一个人忙碌于服务当中，他就没有时间来顾及这些其他的这些事情了。
Just like the, like I said, the non-devotees.We want to tell them about Krishna. I'm too busy. I'm busy. I don't have time. I'm busy. I'm busy.
当我们想跟非奉献者谈论 Krishna 的时候，他们的回答一律都是我特别忙，没有时间。
So a devotee is when Maya comes and says, "Well, come on, no, I don't have time. I'm chanting. I don't have time. I'm in some service. I don't have time for anything else."
奉献者而言，每当玛雅假象来临的时候，他们就会说：“我还在念诵，我还得念诵，我还得做服务，我没有时间。”Mara?
Yeah.
The question, part of the question is that sometimes, we are envious by others. So the question is that how to avoid that?
Excuse me.
Sometimes, sometimes people are being envious by others.
Yeah.
So the part of the question is how to avoid.
没有 Guru 掉线了，稍等一会儿哈。
Okay. Next question from Sati. Hare Krishna. 现在疫情期间，一些国家对中国发起谴责，其中有印度。家里人就对印度对中国的态度非常反感，和奉献者家人为此发生争执。这时候奉献者该怎么和家人解释呢？感恩并顶拜 Maharaj。So now some country criticize China, including India.
Yeah.
So the family the family members are very against the mentality of Indian to China. So she has some different opinion.Among a family member and a devotee, they are. So, how to deal with this? How to explain to the family members?
Well, we have nothing to do with modern India. Every country, all over the world, people are saying India created this virus and they're trying to, you know, it's all just crazy people. We have nothing to do with that.We're not Indian, we're not Chinese.
我们跟现代印度没有关系。每个人都会是各持己见。然后现代的他们那现代的印度也都是一些疯狂的人。我们跟现代的印度没有关系。
So, you know, naturally they're, you know, the Chinese criticize India also.Not all Chinese, but some do. Because it's just Kali Yuga and everybody is criticizing everybody. We're trying to rise above that. We don't.
然后有一些中国人反过来也会批评印度。因为现在是 Kali 年代。我们应该超越这些。Next question.
Yeah?
Hare Krishna from Tulasi Devadasi. Hare Krishna, 感恩 Guru.在圣典伯加瓦坛 11.6.35 中小道 Jara 射杀主 Krishna Rigu 被半神们推选去试探三位 Vishnu 看谁最仁慈，由于试探中做出的冒犯得到了 Karma， 使他成为因为冒犯 Vishnu 成了猎人杀主。那对于试探 Brahma 和 Shiva 的又是什么结果呢？The question is that in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 6, chapter 6, verse 35, said that Jara shoot the arrow at Lord Krishna. And also Bhrigu was elected by the demigods to test Vishnu and Brahma and Shiva, who is the most merciful.And because of the offense, but because of the offense, during the test, he has got karma and therefore, has become a hunter and also shoot Vishnu, to shoot Lord. The question is that, what's the result?To test Brahma and Shiva.
And did you read the section where what Bhrigu did?
Read the section what Bhrigu did.
Yeah, Bhrigu, you know, he went to all three of them because they wanted him to find out, like, who's here.
Yes. Okay. 那你就读那一部分，就是那一部分就是讲 Bhrigu 不是去测试这三位谁是最仁慈的时候就也讲到了，你要读那一部分。
So went to Brahma. Brahma is father, I guess. So he just ignored him. Brahma came to greet him and he just ignored him, I think.
Yes.
So Brahma got mad at first.
就是他不是测试 Brahma 吗？ 然后那个 Brahma 就去起身去跟他打招呼，然后呢 Brigu 就不理他，然后 Brahma 呢就一下就有点发疯了。
And but by his great intelligence, he calmed down.
但是他运用自己的智性，就让自己平静下来了。
Then he went to Shiva, who's his brother.
他又去找他的哥哥，是 Shiva, 弟弟 Shiva。
And Shiva ran up to embrace him, eating him. Lust, brother.
Shiva 呢就欢天喜地的，因为看见自己的兄弟来了，就跑过去拥抱他。
So, Brindu said, "Don't touch me, you filthy, you covered, you know, you go in the crematorium, stay away from me."
Brindu 就说，别碰我，你就在那个焚尸炉附近待着，你身上都是那个焚尸的那个灰，那个死尸的身上的灰，你身上你很太脏了。
So Shiva got really angry.
Shiva 就愤怒了。
And but Parvati calmed him down.
然后他的妻子 Parvati 就把他安抚了一番。
You know, please forgive him. So then he went to Vishnu.
他妻子就告诉他，你还是原谅他吧。后来他又去找威师母。
So Vishnu is lying and Lakshmi is massaging his feet.
威师母躺在这儿，躺在那里 ，Lakshmi 正在按摩他的足。
And Brigu just kicked him right in the chest.
Brigu 上去就一脚就踢他的胸膛。
So that's physical. You know, one was.Mental, and then one was verbal, then physical. Physical is the most offensive.
So this is 躯体上的冒犯。前两个呢，一个是心理的冒犯，一个是言语的冒犯。这个是最严重的，是躯体的冒犯。
Especially kicking, touching anyone with your foot is considered very offensive.
尤其用自己的脚去碰别人，是尤其是冒犯的。
So, but Vishnu said, "Oh, I hope you didn't hurt your foot."
Vishnu 说，哦，我希望你的脚没有受伤。
Because my chest is very hard.
因为我的胸膛特别硬，坚硬。
And he felt benedicted to have kicked by a Brahmana.
他觉得一个 Brahmana 踢他，他就觉得，这简直是莫大的好处。
So.That's the difference. So he came back and told him Vishnu is supreme.
So, 这就是他们三个人之间的区别。所以，圣人回去就告诉别人，Vishnu是至高无上至尊的。
I hope that's what you're trying to find out. I don't know.
The question is that because of the offense, kicking Lord Vishnu.He has taken birth as a hunter. The question is that...
No, it doesn't. I never heard that.
He said 11635. Okay. Because he offended Vishnu, therefore he has become a hunter. He should be Lord.
11635?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Okay, so yeah, it does say that. So, but it's all, you know, devotees accept those kind of things. It's all leelas, and we can't understand it.
这些都是消时光，就我们无法理解。
Hunter became remorseful.So then he got released and went back to Vaikuntha.
Oh, that poor man, he later felt very arrogant. He finally went to Vaikuntha.
So to please Brigu and confuse the demons, he manifested this Leela of disappearing. An illusory pastime.
为了满足 Brigu 还有去困惑那些恶魔们，主就展示了这消失光，就隐迹的消失光。
He created a what appeared to be a material body that got shot in the foot. Obviously, Krishna, who had, you know, in the battle of Kurukshetra, withstood Brahmastra weapons and any weapon of anybody isn't going to be killed by a regular arrow in the foot.
Sorry, Mara, I didn't quite...
Krishna is so powerful, you know, he fought the biggest demons, he, in the battle of Kurukshetra, you know, there was Brahmastra weapons and everything, but nothing hurt him.
Okay. Krishna, 他是最有力量，他可以杀大恶魔，在那个库车的战役上。都有那个反射光，就这样的 Brahmastra 武器都伤害不了他一丝一毫的，更何况这个普通的这个剑呢？
So after, obviously he couldn't be killed by just an ordinary arrow in the foot.
显而易见呢，这种普通的剑就不可能就是通过射中他的足就导致这样的结果。
So,But he manifested this Leela to confuse the demons and confuse us, I guess, also.
他展示了这个消时光以便困惑恶魔们也让我们困惑。
Okay.
这样回答可以吗？She asked, so what about the Brahma and Shiva being offended because he also offended Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. So
yeah.
What's the karma for that?
That was his job, you know, there's no karma.
Okay.
That's what he did.
Okay.
And it's not karma.That he became a hunter to shoot Krishna in the foot either. It's a relationship. It's a Leela, devotees. Krishna has devotees come like Jai and Vijay become here and he can see who to fight with them. He brings the devotees to do certain things. You can't have an ordinary person do.
就是您说的，就是您说的那个后面的试探 Brahma Shiva 那个结果什么，那个就是他们就原谅他了，他们都原谅他了。就是主 Krishna， 他射用箭射主 Krishna， 这是 Krishna 的逍遥时光。就像扎亚和北扎亚，普通的人他不可能来物质世界来跟主打斗，所以呢，就是 Krishna 安排了。Okay, that's all of the questions.
Okay, well, good. That's it. Good. A long time. Okay, Shay Shay. Shay Shay Shay. Suo Lao Yong Lao. Suo Lao Yong Lao. Good. Shanjay.
Jai.
All right, bye bye. We'll see you Friday morning.
那我们周五再见。感谢马尔德的讲课，感谢奉献者的聆听。Hare Krishna， 祝大家夜梦吉祥。